I'm talking now with John Arnsmeyer. He's the founder and CEO of the Small Business Majority. John, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Glad to be here, Mark.
You were telling me that you don't think the Chamber of Commerce and a lot of conservative groups represent small business well.
They don't. If you look at the list of issues that small businesses are most concerned about, I mean, first of all, heading the list is health care reform, tax reform for taxes that really affect them, access to capital, energy, a whole host of other issues. These are not issues that the Chamber of Commerce tends to lobby in support of. I mean, healthcare reform is absolutely critical to the health of small business in this country. And the fact that it's such an impediment to people going out and starting businesses, as well as growing businesses, is actually an impediment to the American dream. And yet, the Chamber of Commerce and other National Federation of Independent Business traditionally oppose any kind of comprehensive health reform, which just keeps small business in the dark ages.
Now, help me understand this. How much of a small business's cost is health care? 10%, 15%? I mean,
it's often at least 10, 15%, and it's growing. It's growing by twice the rate of inflation.
If we had universal health care or even a single-payer system, how would that help small business?
Well, first of all, the overall cost would come down. All the comprehensive proposals out there are accompanied by significant cost containment measures. Also, by eliminating a lot of the waste and the administrative costs in the system, the costs would come down. But more importantly, the issue of getting health care and the issue of being concerned about that when you leave a big business to start a small business, that would go away. And that's the biggest issue, is the uncertainty of not knowing whether, not only whether the entrepreneur can provide health care for his or her employees, but whether he or she can get it for their own family. And it creates a terrible impediment in the system, and that would go away with most of the comprehensive health care reform proposals that are out there.
So you could concentrate on your business rather than what health care plan.
Right. Most people, when I ran my business, you know, I wanted to focus on my business. I didn't want to focus on health care, which I had no expertise in. And there's no reason why most small business people should be worrying about health care.
Okay, you also mentioned taxes. Now, the Chamber of Commerce, the right wing, they will tell you they are saving businessmen taxes. Are they right?
Well, the taxes that they focus on are taxes for the very wealthy and the estate tax, which have virtually no impact on small businesses. The average small business person makes $75,000 a year. Is only 2% of people who earn most of their money through small business are in the top tax bracket. Less than 1% would be affected by the estate tax with the type of exemptions that are currently being proposed on both sides of the aisle. So,
how about corporate taxes?
Corporate taxes, for the most part, don't affect small businesses because they are either they're either sole proprietors and don't pay it, or they are organized as pass-through as S corporations. I'll tell you, the tax that does kill small business is the payroll tax. One way or the other, whether a sole proprietor is paying it for him or herself or is having to cover it for employees, that's 15.3% tax, and it's a regressive tax. So if you want to look at taxes that affect small business, it's not traditionally what the Chamber and the National Federation of Independent Business focus on.
Right, and that's a tax that actually hurts people who are making less than a certain amount more than people who are making more than a certain
Absolutely.
Amount.
Absolutely. And it's even goes so far that if you are not incorporated, your health care costs aren't tax deductible, because even though you might get a tax deduction for on the federal income tax, you have to earn the money and pay the FICA tax on it before you can take the deduction if you're not organized as a corporation. So in fact, all across the board, the tax system is stacked against small business, and the proposals that the Chamber and others put out there don't do much to change that.
You mentioned capital. Small businesses need capital. Is there a way that progressives make it easier for small businesses to get capital than conservatives?
Well, small businesses are getting killed for capital, and it's now worse with the credit crunch. And again, large businesses have access to credit. Small businesses do not. The Bush administration has attempted to cut the Small Business Administration, the SBA budget, by over half during most of the last 7 years. Some of those cuts have been restored by Congress.
What does that matter? Where does that money actually go? The Small Business
That money goes to guarantee loans for small businesses. And again, I don't want to overstate the importance of the SBA, because most small businesses don't rely on the SBA. Most small businesses rely, quite frankly, on credit cards. They rely on home equity loans, which, of course, are now pretty impossible to get. And what we've proposed is a small business credit corporation that would operate much like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, that would be guaranteed by the government, that would be ultimately securitized, and you could sell securities. And if you get enough volume, you can rate these loans so that no one's taking a risk. Right now, banks look at small businesses, and if they're not collateralizing their personal assets, they look only at the individual small business and say, oh, that's too big a risk. But if you spread this out over many, many small businesses, and you score it properly and you set the interest rate properly, it's not a problem.
I got to play devil's advocate with you. I mean, talk about scoring it properly. How do we know this isn't going to end up into be another subprime crisis where you have a lot of shaky businesses and it's securitized and all the securities
are bad? You need to do the due diligence on the business. And this is what we would argue. Right now, banks don't really care about your business. They care about your home that they can secure, or they care about your other personal assets. We're saying, let's look at the business. We're not saying that businesses shouldn't be rated based on the value of their business. We believe they should be. Loans should be given out. It shouldn't be just given out willy-nilly. Obviously, businesses that don't have a secure business plan, that can't convince banks that they're solid, they shouldn't get loans.
Now, you mentioned energy. How does energy affect? What is your business, by the way?
I'm now doing this full-time, but my business was an e-commerce internet services company. And our business was not particularly affected by energy costs, but many businesses are affected by energy costs, which are, of course, soaring. And again, most of the efforts that are now underway to make businesses more green are focused on the large business sector. And we're saying that 50% of the commercial energy is consumed by small businesses. Let's focus on government incenting small businesses to save energy. And there are a number of different programs out there that can do this.
Now, you're the founder and CEO of Small Business Majorities. This is a group of small businesses that are getting together to advocate for the policies that you're talking about. Now, my question is, why are you in the minority? I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but the perception is that businessmen, even small businessmen, generally vote more Republican, generally vote more with the conservatives. First of all, do you agree with that assessment? And if so, why? Why don't they get what you get?
Well, I would agree it's slightly more than the general public. But the interesting thing is the national research that we have done showed that there are 23% who vote Democrat, who consider themselves Democrat, 30% who consider themselves Republicans, and 41% who consider themselves independent. So you're talking about a group that is much more, slightly more Republican, but much more independent. Most of the polling that we've seen showed in recent presidential elections, they went about 55-45 for the Republicans. So it is a little bit more than the general public, but not substantially more. And why? Because we haven't done a good enough job as progressives to organize small businesses.
Well, let me ask you this. Senator Obama or Senator Clinton, neither one, the nominee of the Democratic Party, comes to you and says, John, you know about small business. What can I do? What commercials can I do? What can I put in my speeches? What can I put in my ads? What can I do to help encourage people like yourself to come vote for me?
Well, the first is comprehensive health care reform. And the polling that we've done shows that small business owners do want comprehensive health care reform. And they're open to a variety of different proposals, including ones where there would be an obligation to pay a certain amount into a pool or provide health insurance.
Okay, but Clinton and Obama still have the employer model, right? I mean, it's not a full single-payer plan.
Correct. And we want to see comprehensive reform, and we are not advocating for single payer or shared responsibility. We're saying it can go either way. To be honest with you, the more likely political scenario in states and at the national level is not single payer. It is a kind of shared responsibility model along the lines of the Clinton and Obama plans.
But at the end of the day, you as an employer would rather not worry about it, right? I mean, you would rather see some single payer plan simply because it's no headache for you. It's not your responsibility. You can focus on your business.
There is a strong case that can be made that is better for small business. In the polling that we have done, it doesn't poll quite as well as various shared responsibility models.
Really? Businessmen?
In the most recent poll we did, it was about 42 in favor, 40 against single payer, and the rest neutral. whereas the shared responsibility was like 47-31.
Well, now explain that to me, because I would think, if I were a businessman, I would rather just not worry about it. I don't have the cost. I don't have to worry about whether I have a sick employee or a well employee.
Well, this gets to the whole issue surrounding single payer and surrounding healthcare reform in general, and there's fear of shifting too far away from the existing system. And again, a lot of the polling we've done, the polling that the Herndon Alliance has done, shows that people, and that includes small business owners, are worried about moving away from the existing system. Now, you and I can agree that in theory, and I wouldn't disagree with you, and there is some small business support for this, that making it so small business doesn't have to think about health insurance makes
or
a lot of sense. I'm just
anything.
Telling you two things.
So people fear
we
change.
Are not, people fear change. We are not... We are open, and if single payer becomes the most prominent healthcare reform effort, we are there. We will be there. But to be honest with you, you know, we're based in California. We were heavily involved in the healthcare debate there. We're working in other states. Pretty much in no state, and certainly at the national level, is the prospect for single payer as good as for some kind of shared responsibility model. And we don't want to not focus on that if we can get comprehensive reform that way.
Do the Clinton-Obama shared responsibility models take us further down the road toward a single payer?
Much further down the road. They are radical changes. They don't throw out the existing employer-based model, and that's largely because when you look at the polling around the country, people don't want to give that up. 95% of, although 85% of people have insurance and 15% don't, 95% of all voters have insurance. So... There
interesting.
Is
95% of all
voters.
Yeah, the
uninsured don't vote, basically. So
that's a whole other issue.
Unlike the right, we are not ideologically locked in to single payer versus no single payer. We want comprehensive reform that is going to make affordable access for everybody, non-discrimination based on health, and reduce costs overall.
So help me back again with... The first question I asked you, you get $100,000, I don't know, $500,000, I don't know what an ad costs these days. You get to design an ad for the nominee of the Democratic Party. And you say, Senator, this is the ad that I think will change people's minds of people like myself, people who have run small businesses. What would be in that ad?
Well, first of all, let me start before I tell you what the ad would be, is that both Clinton and Obama have obviously... much better healthcare proposals vis-a-vis comprehensive insurance. They do have proposals for funding innovation in business, for funding the sorts of innovation that small business is at the forefront of. They do have proposals for increasing capital to certain segments of the small business population. So they already have the pieces in place. And you ask a very interesting question, because they have not done a good job of packaging
it. People don't know that.
Right. Well,
I haven't heard
about
their capital plans.
We are trying to change that. We are trying to change that. If you go to their website, all the pieces are there, but neither one has a section that says small business. You're talking about half of the private sector workforce. You're talking about basically half of the economy.
So at the very least, on their website,
they are not doing a great job of selling what they're already proposing. So we are, in fact, trying to change that.
Terrific.
And so what the ad would be, you lead with health care. You lead with health care, and you talk about the need for comprehensive reform and how that's going to alleviate the stress and concern about being able to run a business, start a business, and worry about health care. You then move on to access to capital, talk about the proposals they have. You talk about funding innovative businesses, green businesses, and others. You know, most of the innovation
it's
takes place.
It's 3 a.m. in your business. You're worrying about health care. You can't sleep. Who's going to pick up the phone? Now, ads the problem. Let's face it. A lot of what you say is important to you because that's what you do, but you know, you start talking about raising capital and people's eyes glaze over. Well, you know, what's, you know, maybe we need another ad campaign, but sort of the sexy way, we show a guy running a business
I will tell you exactly how you do it. The current policies of the Bush administration and the proposals the Republicans are making do not further the American dream. They further the interests of a select, and again, you don't make this ad to with Marxist overtones.
About
preserving what's great about American entrepreneurism and the American dream and American business, and that is that anybody can go in, roll up their sleeves, start a business as unimpeded as possible. And you talk about how the policies that have been put forth in the name of small business don't really have any benefit for the average person who gets up every morning, tries to run their own either sole proprietorship or small business, tries to make payroll every 2 weeks. And you talk in those terms, and you talk about how healthcare reform would change that. You talk about how more openness to capital would change it. You talk about how incentives to cut energy costs would change that. And you focus on the change that will enable that small business owner to do a better job running their business, which is something they love, helping their employees, helping make the jobs more competitive for their employees. Right now, with healthcare and other things, it's more big businesses have a competitive advantage to hiring employees.
Because
you have to sort of take a leap. You have to really want to work at a small business to give up secure healthcare, to give up easily managed 401k plan, and small businesses struggle to have affordable healthcare, to have 401k plans. They struggle with costs. The average costs on small businesses are greater per employee than on big businesses. So you talk about ways that you're going to change that, and you take a lot of the proposals that Clinton and Obama already have, and you put them in a frame of supporting and preserving small business. They have done a good job of that. I gotta say, the Republicans.
Like I said, we need that. We need to say, yeah. I'm running a business here,
right.
And I don't want to worry about my employees getting sick. I just want a healthcare plan. I don't want to worry about gasoline prices going up. The Democrats proposed this. What have the Republicans done? I'm voting Democrat this vote.
Right. Well, we need to do a much better job. I'd be the first to say that the Democrats have been AWOL in terms of reaching out to small business. That's one of the reasons that we exist. I mean, we're not exclusively a Democratic organization, but obviously the sorts of policies that we're putting forth are more likely at the moment to be supported by Democrats, although that's not entirely true. We had a Republican governor in California with a very innovative healthcare plan. The Democrats have been AWOL, have ignored this constituency group. By the way, there are more sole proprietors in this country than there are private sector union members. So
wow, that's an interesting
statistic. It's 9% of the private sector workforce is running are sole proprietors. It's less than 8% private sector workforce in
unions.
Very
interesting. John Ardsmeyer, thank you for coming on.
Okay, Mark, good to be here.
Appreciate
thank you.
It.